7.25, it's Britain's fifth deadliest cancer, and according to a leading charity, it's been underfunded for decades. Pancreatic Cancer Action says the disease kills 8,000 people in the UK every year, yet doctors admit they still know very little about it, and it's one of the hardest to diagnose, apparently.
Now, the issue is currently being highlighted in a Coronation Street storyline. Hayley Cropper recently found out she has the disease.
Hiya, Sunny.
Hayley? Hayley, what's happened?
Oh, guys, I'm so cold.
Cold? You're burning up. Why didn't you ring me?
Oh, help me, Hayley.
Yeah, come on. Come on. I've got you. Hayley? Hayley, can you hear me?
Poor Hayley's collapse the other week. It's quite frightening, actually. Sandra Francis is from Evesham. Her husband passed away in December, only a year and 2 days after his diagnosis. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Just tell us about your husband and how was he diagnosed?
Well, actual diagnosis took quite a while. Initially, he was diagnosed as a diabetic and treated as a diabetic, which lengthened the timescales to actually realising the main problem. Then other symptoms developed and it was back to the doctor. And eventually, after lots of blood tests, etc., CT scans, ultrasound scans, endoscopies, etc., junior nurse at the Alex at Redditch noticed that he was going yellow, and he was transferred then to the care of a gastroenterologist who eventually found, by doing an ERCP, which is a tube all the way down, that the pancreas had a tumour on the head of it. And, of course, it was after reading the internet, which is very scary but very informative, that things weren't looking very good.
Now, I had to look this up on an NHS website this morning, just some of the symptoms and what the pancreas actually does. So it deals with the insulin, which is probably why they checked for, diabetes and stuff.
Yeah.
And another sign is jaundice. But what did you know before the diagnosis?
Slight depression, slight less active. Peter also had, indigestion pain, but that was just put down to indigestion. He put down a lot of his symptoms to getting older. He was only 69, but there's 10 years between us. So he used to joke with me, oh, you wait until you're my age, when I was teasing him about the need to slow down a little bit. Stools, unfortunately, change and can become smelly. And urine samples are very, very orange in colour. These are all symptoms that people need to be aware of, because there is only one way to beat this cancer, and it's to be very aware of the symptoms. So we're looking at high raised blood sugars out of the blue, weight loss out of the blue, jaundice, pain in the abdomen, depression. There are so many symptoms which makes it very, very hard for your local GP to pinpoint what might be wrong with the patient. But if we can get people aware of these symptoms and to ask questions, keep going back, don't let it take too long, because there is an operation that can take place. And if you get it early enough, that operation can be successful. But there are very few people that get there early enough.
Sandra, thank you for coming on and talking about that. I'm sure it's not an easy thing to talk about, but let's hope, obviously, with it being on something like Coronation Street, where millions of
Absolutely.
People are watching, that it will make some sort of difference. Thanks for sharing your story, Sandra Francis, who's from Evesham and lost her husband last December. 7.29, maybe there's more you can add to that, any personal experience from that? Because, as you say, as Sandra was saying, that she looked on the internet, which I must admit, informative it is, but it is quite frightening when you do that with an illness.
It is very, very frightening, but also, sometimes it can actually educate you as to what to look out for and hopefully get in there quickly.
7:30. Thank you for those. And thank you for your comment as well, Val in Kidderminster, on the subject of pancreatic cancer we've been talking about this morning as well. We'll actually talk to a survivor of that, because it's the fifth biggest cancer killer, isn't it, in the country. Val's saying not just patients who need to be made aware of symptoms of this particular cancer, but doctors as well, she says.
Yeah, she said she lost a friend recently. They were treated for indigestion. She was told it was her age and because she smoked. Whereas one friend was diagnosed quickly and had an 8-hour operation and is still with us, but that wasn't NHS.
Thanks for your messages. Keep them coming through to us, please, at 81333.
A Worcestershire woman whose husband died of pancreatic cancer last December says she hopes the recent Coronation Street storyline will encourage more people to look out for symptoms of the disease. It's Britain's fifth most deadliest cancer, but has been underfunded for decades, and doctors admit they still know very little about it. Sandra Francis from Evesham says Coronation Street has done an incredible job of highlighting the disease.
They've obviously done their research too, and it's a sad story. It's hard for us that have gone through this to watch. But we're watching because we want to make sure that they're doing it right, and they are. And the awareness that it's given to this cancer is just unbelievable. It's amazing. Sport.